I know you want to fuck me. That much is obvious. You simply cannot get enough of me. Is it my perfect body? Is it my sensual voice? My confidence? Perhaps was it all those things together? The thing is, you want to fuck me, but you can't. It's not that I don't want it. We're just so far apart. It's almost impossible for us to meet and fuck. But you can listen to me. As a matter of fact, you're going to. Because you love my voice. You love listening to my as I pleasure myself thinking about you. And most of all, you love being told what to do. It's your favorite. When I can control you and tell you how to touch yourself, how to fuck yourself thinking about me. You're in heaven. It's a moment of sheer bliss that you enjoy more than anything. And today will be no different. You're going to fuck yourself for me. You'll pleasure yourself for me. And eventually, if you prove to be a good boy, you'll come for me. I'm gonna warn you though, today will not be a typical jerk-off instruction audio. Today, I want to take you on a ride. A wild ride. Off the coasts of etching and denial. You will not come for me until you are desperate for it. And you will happily do as you're told. Isn't that right? Yes is not enough. I want you to call me by my name. Miss. I want you to use it every time I ask you something. Every time you are to address me. Yes, miss. That is how you shall answer me. So once again, you will happily do as you're told, right? Good boy. That felt good, calling me by my name, didn't it? It's very important that you remember to call me by my name every time. It's a reminder of who controls you. Who controls your cock. And your orgasm. Now, I assume you're already naked. If you're not, pause this audio and come back to me once you're done. Oh, and while you're at it, go lie on your bed. But don't start touching yourself. Not yet. Now that you're on your bed, naked, I want you to close your eyes and caress your body. Not your cock. Your body. You may caress every single part of your body that's not your cock and balls. Gently run those hands all along your stomach. in your chest, right up to your neck. You can move to get your thighs and legs too. Pretend it's a lover. Or better yet, me. Pretend that those are my hands caressing your body, touching you, feeling you everywhere, but at your most sensitive place. I want you to purposely ignore your cock for the time being. It may be hard already. It may throb. It may twitch. But you won't touch it. Tease yourself by getting close to it. Then feel your hands running away. And don't forget your nipples. Pinch them. Twist them. Tease them. I want you to be excited, to be horny, to be needy. Your hands, my hands, sensually caress your whole body, and you shiver with anticipation of what's coming next. And you should. The things I have in store for you, they're perverted. They're deviant. Just the way you like them. Now, whisper my name as you caress your body for me. Whisper my name. I want to hear you whisper it as I caress my body. Thinking about you and all the things I want to do to you. You are such a good boy for me, always so eager to please. I bet you can't wait to take those hands off your body, right down to your hard cock. But not yet. Now is not the time. You'll get close to it soon, though. I want you to take one of your hands and delicately place it over your balls. Cup them for me. Hold them in your hand. Feel how full of cum they already are. Massage them for me. Rub them. Roll them in your hand. I want your balls to be full and heavy for me. I want you to give me a big, big load at the end. While one of your hands is busy fondling your balls, I want you to take the second and third finger from your other hand, and I want you to suck on them. Suck on those fingers as if they were mine. Moan as you do it, as you would be doing it if it were my fingers in your mouth. I want them soaking wet. They're the lucky ones that will be getting you to touch your cock first. While you be a good boy and do all that for me, I'll give you a little something to enjoy. Something you like very much. You like the sound of that, don't you? Don't you wish I was there with you, actually moaning in your ears. I know I do. But it's time to get to work on your cock now. You can leave your balls alone. Let your hand rest by your side. The other one with the wet fingers. Move it down to your cock. I want you to rub the whole length using only the two fingers you were sucking. Make sure every part of your dick gets wet. Don't forget to tease that sensitive little spot right underneath the tip. You know which one I'm talking about. The one I'd love to flick my tongue on if I was there. And while you do that, don't forget to thank me. I allowed you to finally touch your cock after all. I deserve to be thanked. A simple thank you, miss, for letting me touch my cock is enough. Say it for me. That's my good boy. You're very welcome. Now, you can stop rubbing your fingers all over your cock. I want you to grab it at the base and squeeze it. Squeeze it hard. Hold it straight up in the air. Is there pre-cum? Is the head of your dick getting soaked in pre-cum? I bet it is. With your hand, I want you to rub the head and make sure it's covered in pre-cum. If you have foreskin, don't cheat and peel it first. I want you to touch that sensitive head of yours, and I want it covered in that sweet, sweet pre-cum. That's it. Keep going. I know it's sensitive. I know it feels so good. But I want you to do it. You want to be a good boy for me, right? If that's so, then you'll do it. Is the head of your cock covered in pre-cum? Good. Keep holding it at the base and keep squeezing. Now, I want you to rub it up and down, from the head all the way to your hand. Cover that shaft with pre-cum. Don't go too fast. We don't want you too close to coming just yet. This is only teasing. We haven't even started edging and denying you yet. Take it as a kind of foreplay. That's what I'd be doing with my hands if I was there with you. Will I tell you all about the things I want to do to you? How I just want to suck you dry. In every position in which I want us to just fuck. This is only the beginning. But I can promise you the reward for finishing. It is more than worthwhile. So keep rubbing that pre-cum all over that. Don't forget to moan my name for me now and then. I love the thought of you thinking about me as you touch yourself. It If they only knew that I, Miss, control you and your cock. Not that pretty girl you see and talk to every day. Not that cute barista in your favorite place. Not even your girlfriend or your crush. Only me. I think it's time to give you a little reward. You've been such a good boy. You followed all my instructions. You deserve a little something to prove you did good. You can let go of the base for now. I want you to stroke your cock. I want you to stroke it really fast and really hard with one hand. Get yourself as close to coming as you can. I want you to be able to taste your orgasm, to feel it going up your dick, getting closer and closer to explode. And then, just as you're about to come, I want you to let go of your dick, right before the point of no return. Let your dick throb and twitch uncontrollably as you were so close to climax. Perhaps there was one little drop of cum that still made it all the way up. But you stop it right before it could. I would definitely collect it and savor it. I would look up at you. At your twitching cock. What's going on? Do you not like it? Do you not like edging for me? Don't be silly. You're just frustrated I didn't let you come. I know you love edging. You love it because you know that once you come, it's going to be more intense than normal. You know that an edging orgasm is much, much more powerful than a normal one. And we both know that no matter what, you will do what you're told because you're my good boy. I think you had a long enough break to recover from your first edging. It's time to get back to work on your cock. Wrap your hand around it again. But this time, I want you to be slow and gentle. That's right. Tease your cock by slowly going all the way up. Then just slowly go all the way down. And of course, don't forget to moan my name as you do so. You're stroking for me. To me. Only I make your cock that hard. And only I can control the way you stroke it. I know you want to go faster. I know you want to go harder. But you can't. I don't want you to do so right now. Keep going as you are. Slowly. You must be throbbing in your hand, twitching like crazy, leaking more pre-cum all over your fingers. But you must go slow. If you follow my instructions, like the good boy you are, it's going to feel amazing. I'll make make sure you're perfectly satisfied. You want some more? Some more, my delicious Moni. The thought of you being a good boy for me. Do you like listening to me moan while you slowly stroke your hard, throbbing cock? You do? Of course you do. You're such a good boy after all. It's time to edge again, good boy. Go fast. As fast as you can. Get yourself right to the edge of ecstasy once more. Remember, no coming yet. I know you want to come already, but I don't want you to. I love denying you this pleasure. It would be so easy for you just to keep stroking and come, but you won't. You won't because you're a good boy who does what he's told, and because deep down, you know. Edging feels incredible. Feels so much better than simply masturbating to orgasm. Nothing feels better than that. You can be panting, grunting, and squirming. Your cock throbbing and leaking loads of pre-cum. You're still going to edge for me. And you're thankful for that, aren't you? As a matter of fact, you're so thankful you probably want to thank me right now. Thank you, miss, for making me edge for you. Is that what you're saying? It better be. You're so welcome. You know I love nothing more than making my good boy edge for me. Except maybe edging him myself. But since I can't be there with you, we'll have to do it this way. Such a shame. How I would love to see your face as I bring you to edge and keep you there for as long as I want. The sound of your voice as you moan and grunt and beg for me to finally allow you to come. That would be music to my ears. Talking about your cock. I think we should go back to give it some attention. Why don't you hold it up with one hand, grabbing and lightly squeezing the base? Enjoy how hard and swollen it is in your hand. Enjoy how much it's twitching and how it is begging for attention. Now, I want you to put your hand right above the tip, fingers pointing down. When I tell you to, you're going to lower your hand and caress the sensitive head of your cock with just your fingers very slowly. I want you to feel how sensitive it is, and how much you want to come for me. Are you ready? Good. You can start. Tease the head of your dick with your fingers. Experience that bolt of pleasure and lust running down the shaft into your whole naked body. You want it? You need it. But more than anything, you want to be my good boy. Don't you? You know you do. You love to listen to me call you a good boy. You follow all my instructions just so you can get a chance to hear me call you my good boy. I'd even go as far as to say that you're one of my favorites. Doesn't that make you happy? Doesn't that make you horny? If it does, then say it. Let everyone who might hear you know that you're not just any good boy, but my good boy. Mrs. Good Boy. That's what you are. Now say it. Keep teasing yourself with your fingers. Say it. Good boy. Now stop touching your dick. Take your hands off it. For now. I want you to try something a little different. I'm sure you're going to love it. I want you to take two pillows and put one on top of the other. Then, I want you to either get on your knees on your bed or stand by the side of it, whichever is most comfortable for you. I'm sure by now you have a good idea of what I'm going to tell you to do. I hope you're ready for it, because you can't come yet. It would be a shame if you covered your pillows in your sticky cum, especially if you sleep with them. I want you to fuck those pillows. You can go hard and fast, slow and gentle, however you like. All that matters is that you don't come. Fuck those pillows as if you were fucking my soft tits. Oh, my strong thighs. And I want you to moan my name as you do so. When you're teasing yourself, and when you're pleasing me, you're being a good boy. And we've talked about how much you love being my good boy. If it's too much, if you feel you can't take it, and you're gonna come, grab it in your hand and squeeze it as tight as you can, until the need to orgasm subsides. Then I want you back into those pillows to fuck them. Fuck those pillows. Give them the fucking you want to give me. Moan my name. Lose yourself in the bliss. And remember, no coming. Oh, that's it. Keep fucking those pillows. That's it. Yes. The thought of you going wild. It's making me horny just thinking of you fucking those pillows. I wish I could see you. Watch you. I'd be riding over the top of those pillows, rubbing my wet pussy all over it. Just watching you fuck into it. I look into your eyes, and I see all the pleasure and need you're feeling for me. I see how much you want to come for me. How much you want to be a good boy and not come until I allow it. My good boy. My good boy. I'm gonna come just thinking about my good boy? Huh? Like I would be coming all over the pillow you're fucking for me. Huh? Yes. I'm gonna come. But you're not allowed to. Understood? When I come, I want you to stop. Stop fucking your pillows. And push your dick as deep as you can inside them. I want you to give yourself another edge with those pillows for me. While I make myself come. Good boy. Good boy. Me, that was good. You're such a good boy. You make me come simply by following my instructions. Thank you. I want you slowly take your cock out of those pillows and stay there. Take a moment to compose yourself. We're still not done edging you. I want you to look down at your cock. Look how hard it is. How much it's throbbing. Admire it. You got like this just for me. Isn't that right? It's rock hard. It's throbbing. It hurts so good. It needs to come. Don't worry. We'll get you there soon. And you're going to climax like never before for me. Moaning my name. Maybe even screaming it. Lie down again. On your back. There you go. Take a deep breath. I'm going to make you edge one last time. And then, if you're a good boy, perfect reward for my good boy. So, I want you to grab your cock in your hand anew and stroke it. Stroke it hard and fast. I want you to get the very edge of orgasm. And then I want you to ride that edge. You know what I mean. I want you to keep yourself at this very point when just a little too much stimulation can make you erupt. I want you to resist the need to give yourself that extra bit of stimulation. Keep yourself on the edge until I make myself come again. Just like I would be doing if I was fucking you right now. Beg me to let you come. I can hear it already. Please, miss. Let me come. That edge. That need in your voice. Oh, yes. Say it again. Again. That's it, yes. Yes. I want you to be. I want you to be riding this edge just like I would be riding you. I want you to be desperately needing this orgasm. It's the only thing on your mind at the moment. No, you absolutely need to come. That you're such a good boy, you're not going to. Not until I tell you to come. I love knowing that I control your pleasure, that I control your cock, that I control your orgasm. It gets me off so fucking good, knowing that you allow me to take control, and then you follow all my instructions like a good boy. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Good boy. Yes, that's what you are, my good boy. So good for edging yourself. You're mine. You're mine and I love it. I'm gonna come again. Yes. Make me come again. Yes. Beg me to come for you. Please. Come. Say it to me. Please, miss, come for me. Come for me, miss. Yes. Yes. I'm gonna come, yes. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy, good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You can let go of your cock. Give it a little rest. All right. Here's the moment you've been waiting for. Grab your cock with both your hands. One at the base. The other right on top. And whatever you do, do not move them. I don't want you to stroke. I want you to thrust. Move your hips. Fuck your hands. Don't go fast. I want you to do it slow. Take your time. You're gonna feel the orgasm build in your cock as you pump and pump and pump. Slowly. This time, don't stop yourself. You can let it happen. I want you to come for me. There you go. Pump your hips into your hands. Moan my name. I want you to be moaning my name the exact moment you're gonna come. That's it. You've been such a good boy, edging, denying yourself. This is your reward. Keep going. That's it. I want you to come for me. You're such a good boy. You deserve to come. Feel it slowly. Fuck your hands. That's it. Up and down. It's gonna feel so good when it finally happens. So just let it go. Be a good boy and come. I want you to come. That's it. Yeah. Harder. That's it. Yes. Do it. Yes. For me. Come on. Be a good boy. Come. Come on. Yes. Come. Come for me. Come for me. Yes. Come for me. Come for me. Now. Come. Come for me now. Yes. Oh, baby, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh. Baby. How did it feel? I bet it was so incredible. I would have loved to have seen it. I bet it was so hard only because you've been a good boy. Only good boys get to come that hard. And you're one of them. But the very best part was that you came that hard for me. And now you know, even if I'm not here to fuck you, there isn't anybody who can make you come like I do. So next time you're alone and you feel horny, just say my name. Say my name and come for me. And it's gonna feel just as good as it did today. Just say my name.